Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Alright, 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 alright. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, July the 21st, Thursday, July the 21st of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to talk about what I call the veil of secrecy. There is a spiritual and a biological veil, for lack of a better term. And one of the most important things as we go through these different shows and been doing this for some time, and as you live your life on this dimension and on this earth, there are certain things that are hidden. And the reason that they are hidden is because there's a veil. And then there's things that we unknowingly do that keeps the veil in place. And this veil limits or prohibits us from being able to see what's really going on in the world today. And so when we talk about a veil, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that from a spiritual point of view, there is all of this informing, this in form. So there's something that is in a particular form. A form is a particular pattern. This particular pattern, whether we're talking about institutionalized racism, whether we're talking about, you know, economic disparity, whether we're talking about generational wealth, whether we're talking about pharmakeia, sorcery, medicine, and how there is no such thing as, you know, a health care system. This is disease care, or this is health management, or disease management. No one is really interested in finding a cure because that cuts off their supply. So there's this veil, there's this thing that's hidden in plain sight, but yet nobody sees it. There's this elephant that's in the room that nobody wants to address. And the bottom line that feeds this elephant is self-gratification. And this self-gratification is promoted by the powers that be because they understand you better than you understand yourself. And so they have years and years and years and years and years of programming in place to maintain the veil of secrecy so that way you cannot see the big picture of what's going on. It's amazing, for example, tonight I'm doing the show dealing with exercise and exorcism, and how the word exercise and exorcist are pretty much the same thing, and how most of us, and myself included, and I've known this for years, but because it's my touch tone, I never wanted to talk about it because it's one of the things or one of the issues that I'm still working on. I haven't got victory in that area, but I was talking with someone else, and I was like, you know what? I got the green light or the gumption, if you will, to understand, to move on past my limitation, because this is not just about me, because that's part of the process. No, that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is we only do things that benefits or that we benefit each other. We don't really look at how I can do things that benefit others more than it benefits myself, because that's what real love is. And so tonight we're going to be talking about exercise and exorcism. Then we're going to, you know, tomorrow night or later on, we're going to talk about another topic. We're going to talk about the Elohim deception and how the powers that be are deceiving us through this one word and through the misconstruing and through jots and tittles, because that's all part of the veil. Today we're talking about specifically there are four things that really helps keep the veil in place. Now, different people say it differently. You know, those four things is we mentioned yesterday. We talked about sex before. We talked about that a lot. Another thing is meat eating. That's a big one that helps keep the biological or the veil in place. Now, that was an interesting post I posted or I reposted on Facebook that talked about vegetarianism. And I think it was Sister Ellen was talking about is, you know, how it talks about vegans, and I don't know if anyone of you, if you are a vegan or if you've done it before. I know I have, and you get what is called that vegetarian high, or you get that vegetarian clarity or lack of clarity. It's a mental fog that comes with vegetarianism. And without understanding what that is and why that exists, then you won't understand what I was trying to say when I did that post as to why vegetarianism, like exercise, is a two-sided coin. It has pluses and minuses. And so we could talk about sex. We could talk about meat eating. Another thing is gambling or taking risk or putting yourself in harm's way because it clutters the mind and it keeps you from actually focusing. Lastly, the fourth thing is gluttony. Really, we can look at the seven deadly sins, and those seven sins are the things that keep you in place, keep you behind the veil. Now, a veil is something that's worn for concealment, for protection from the elements. Let me say it again. A veil is like a mask. A veil is a disguise. A veil is something that separates you. A veil is something that conceals. A veil is something that is screened. There is a biological and a spiritual veil to keep you from seeing the truth. So I don't care how many shows I do, there is this Constantine's Messiah. And I don't, anything that's out of Roman Catholicism and anything that's out of, again, the Cathars, that's a whole other study for some of the Cathars, or Cather, like the Cather ray tube. Why was the television named after the Cathars? And why is everything that separates you the result of Constantine? Because Constantine means constant time. Let me say that again. One of the biological veils and one of the spiritual veils is actually Constantine's Messiah, because the word Constantine means constant time. Constant time means a constant loop. So you're in a loop that's not eternity. It's a fake. It's a false eternity to keep you returning to this dimension. That's why people say when you pass away, don't go to the light, because the light is the part of the thing that keeps you in this constant time, a Constantine's Messiah. So this constant time, this Constantine, is the result of the Cathars, or the Cather ray tube that you call the television. That's all part of the programming to keep you separated, to keep you, they use screens. The television has a screen. When you go to watch the movies, you watch a screen. The screen conceals something. It doesn't reveal something. So when you go watch a movie, it's not what you see that's important. Every time, like when I watched Jupiter Ascending, it wasn't what they put on the screen that got my attention. It's what they didn't. So it's not what people say. It's what they don't say. So when people talk to me, I don't listen to what they say. I listen to what they don't say, because that is what they're really saying. So a veil is something that separates you from something. A veil, my brothers and sisters, is something that is covering, that is concealing. So the question that I am asking you today is the veil? What is limiting you from what? Okay, let's get to the bottom line. The bottom line, the only thing that matters on earth, I don't care what, how you slice it or what name you use or what religious book you got, the only thing that matters on earth is for you to do things that Yahushua did. Whether you believe he existed or not is irrelevant. What's important is how do you live your life, because this is how you establish your destiny or eternity. What you do on earth echoes in eternity. Now, they said it in the movie Gladiator, but that is one of the most profound statements, because right now, everything that you do has eternal significance. And so what we talk about is the only thing that matters, brothers and sisters, is keeps you from manifesting the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the flesh. And so the flesh wars against the Spirit wars against the flesh. That's the bottom line. So everything I do is to try to assist you with becoming victorious so that when you can walk in the Spirit, because the Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the way that you remove the biological veil and the spiritual veil that is separating you is for you to discontinue, for you to limit your exposure, for you to be conscious or aware that there are things that we do every day that was taught to us by the Nephilim. And I posted that on my show, my book, The Nephilim, which, again, I've never released. It's an old book that I wrote a long time ago, because when I wrote it, I didn't have no proof. Now, man, I got proof. Like one of the things in my book, I talk about how the shamanism is, and I heard, I forgot the guy's name, somebody else said too, and so that kind of helped verify it or help give me that confirmation, because the internet is just a technological veil. The internet is the new shamanism. The internet is the new spirituality, because now when everybody wants information, they Google it. They don't pray. If I want to know something, I Google it. Remember back in the day, if you want to know something, you prayed. Now when people want to know something, they Google. And I don't know if I, you know, one day I may do a show on the true esoteric meaning of Google. And I mentioned it before, you know, the six letters, you know, what each of the letters mean, and the Google Chrome, the actual logo is a sigil. It means 666. And it's very important to understand, my brothers and sisters, because everything that you see is designed to keep you from seeing. Let me say that again. Everything that you see in the physical world is designed to keep you from seeing the spiritual world. Every physical activity is an indication of a lack of spiritual activity. So everything that we do physically is an indication that there is something we should be doing spiritually, but we're not. We're missing it. So when you eat physically, that's an indication that there's something that you should be doing spiritually. When you have sex physically, when you communicate physically, anything that you do physically is an indication of a lack of understanding spiritually. Because we are not physical beings. We are spiritual beings. So if you think you are the material body, then that means you will also think that the life that you live, this physical life, this temporary chaos, this drama, this confusion, all of this racism, all of this murder, all of this mayhem, all of this arguing, all of this debate, all of this eating. You know, one of the things I hate doing is I actually hate or dislike eating. Do you ever thought about how much time we spend on preparing a meal, shopping to get the stuff to go into the meal? How much time and money? Could you imagine if you did not have to eat, how much time you would free up in your life? People spend 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day with the purchase, especially women, because you got to prepare for your family. But we are designed, we're actually supposed to live off of just the air and the sun. Supposedly, we can exist without this ideal or this thing called food. It's a temporary distraction. That's not reality. Everything that you do, so how much time do you spend shopping? What if you wore the same thing? I saw a thing on Facebook saying that rich people wear the same clothes. Never really thought about it, but think about it. What if you had, like, Johnny Cash? They said Johnny Cash always wore black. And they asked Johnny Cash, why you always wear black? He said that I don't never have to wake up and ponder and wonder and waste time about what to be and I'm going to wear because I already know. So could you imagine if you did not have to eat? Could you imagine if you didn't have to get, you have to waste time with clothes, what I'm going to wear today, what I'm going to wear? Could you imagine? Could you imagine if everybody lived in, like, electricity? What if we had free electricity, that free energy that Tesla wanted? Now, Tesla had and developed, and this is a true story, I don't know if you guys know, the Tesla Coil, well, his goal before J.P. Morgan Chase and Westinghouse or Warehouse, whatever his name is, for them three knuckleheads basically ruined him, he had developed a way where everybody could get free, unlimited energy, just tap into the ether. Now, Tom Bearden has the same thing in his home that he can't talk about or sell. And I talk about him all the time. When I read all of his books, I went talking all of his stuff. It's mind-blowing that you can run your car, you can heat your house, you can cool your house, you can do everything off of magnets. No electricity, no energy expended, no cost. All that you got to buy is magnets. Crazy. And you can make those. Technology can't be shared with you because the government, you know, he can't talk about it. What about the guy who made the engine that runs off of water? It's on YouTube. The guy that said he sold his patent to the Pentagon, so I got umpteen millions of dollars. The next day, he was dead. He never got a chance to spend the money. And what did the Pentagon do with his technology? They buried it. So all of this stuff that we do, brother, is a distraction. It is the veil. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will is there. Like, everything that you've been taught, everything that you do was taught to you by the Nephilim. It wasn't taught to you by God. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Okay, have you read the book of Enoch? Everything that we do, eat, sleep, drink, except breathing, the Nephilim taught us. That's what's inside my book, the Nephilim. That's why I don't really talk about this stuff, because it's kind of depressing when you look at it. Because when you think about it, this world that we live in, everything in this world is not what it appears. All you have to do is change your consciousness, and your perception. And when you do that, you change your reality. Then you will recognize that the spiritual dimension is everywhere, and the spiritual world is real, and the physical world is fake, it's phony, it's an illusion. Don't get me wrong. Just like old boy said in the Matrix when he was eating that steak. Although I know this steak is not real, it sure tastes good. I'm saying the same thing. Exercise not real, but hey, I still do it. Sex not real, but hey, still do it. Eating, yeah, man, I can knock out a box of Krispy Kreme donuts by myself. Even though I know sugar heats up the body, the worst thing that you can do is put processed sugar in your body. It's just like eating rat poison. I know this. I teach it. I got a 200-page book. What do you think, that's why I'm doing I'm detoxing right now as we speak. Because we are all under this temptation. The enemy knows he has to keep you in your box. Because just because you're conscious, I'm very conscious. Just because I got perception, just because I'm aware, just because I recognize stuff, it means nothing unless I implement it. The spiritual dimension is everywhere. See, you are actually a spiritual being. And you are actually part of, and you're actually from the spiritual dimension. You are from the spiritual strata, the spiritual aura, the spiritual realm. That's where you belong. That's where you're from. That is your home. You are a pilgrim passing through. You are in this world, but you're not made of the elements, the elementals of this world. Now, the biological veil is promoted by elements and air. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit tonight on the show that deals with exercise, because exercise is exorcism. Notice what exercise and exercise are almost the same. Exercise is spelled E-X-E-R-I-E-R-C-I-S-E, and exercise is spelled E-X-O-R-I-S-I-E, or C-I, if I can spell it right. Exercise and exercise. So when you exercise, you exercise. But what does that mean? We got to break down the elementals. Because nobody talk about the elements that are elementals, but we don't know what the elementals are. So we are doing things that we know not of. But since we don't understand the process, since we don't understand the modus operandi, we don't understand how dangerous it is, that's why we can continue to do it. You do what you don't understand. Once you understand, come on, be for real. If everybody understood that eating red meat causes colon cancer, how many people would continue to eat it? But since the thing that causes red meat affect colon cancer, since it takes 20, 30, 40 years to manifest, nobody cares. Since the thing that causes, diabetes, okay, processed sugar. So you eat this processed sugar, everything got processed sugar in it. Everybody got, that fructose, man, you know that corn syrup is in everything? Look at corn syrup is in paper. I don't care what you buy, it's in it. That is the veil. Let me make sure you understand what I'm trying to say. The word, this is Constantine's time. Because the name, this is Constantine's Messiah. This is Constantine's world. We are in Roman Catholic. We're in the Catholic ray tube world. The world that you live in is the result of the Catholic ray tube. That is the spiritual veil. Now, this is the result of the Catholics. Do you know who the Catholics are or were? Or they still exist. Now, I'm not trying to give you guys no history lesson, but you can look up the Catholics yourself. You can do the research on the Catholics. And you can understand what is the cathode ray tube. You call it a television. Cathode ray tube was developed by some dude. What's a dude? Do you guys remember? So this cathode ray tube is inside of everybody's home. Now, they've developed it, and, it's come a long way, but the technology is still the same. It's still based upon the same thing. It's still based upon Wicca or witchcraft. I don't know if you understand, the guy who made the cathode ray tube himself said it. I'm not making this up. So we live in this world of the cosmogrator. So Project CERN is based upon the same technology of the cathode ray tube that specialized in creating a vacuum, basically, and it used this vacuum to do something inside of the vacuum. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton and Tom Bearden, they talk about, again, Tom Bearden's book is called The Vacuum. And all of this is designed to do one thing, keep you inside the veil. Now, remember, the veil is something that conceals and covers you up to prevent you from seeing the truth. Let me say that again. Your brain is a filter. It filters out information. It doesn't filter it in. Let me say that again. Everything that we think is our friend is not our friend unless we are physical, material. Everything on earth is designed to keep you on earth. That's why I've been talking to these black folks and trying to explain to them about melanin. Everybody going around jumping and skipping and hopping and screaming that melanin makes this. Do you know that melanin makes you a fit extension for this dimension? But you ain't from this dimension. You're spirit. God is spirit. Whoever to worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So there is a veil, brothers and sisters. The name Constantine means constant time. That is why we live in the Constantine era, because they want to keep you in this loop, this constant time. And so without understanding this loop and Constantine and this constant time, you are doomed to repeat it. So again, if you don't know his story, you are doomed to repeat it. Now, let me say something as I bring this message to a close. We'll talk about it more tonight because this is very dangerous, that what I'm about to say. We talked about the seven deadly sins, right? And I mentioned four of them, that these four things, gambling, sex, meat eating, and what was the last one I said? Gambling, sex, meat eating, basically, staying busy, production. Now, I've known this for years. I try to only do, that's why I focus on purpose-based production. Because when I found this out, it messed me up. I mean, I'm like, seriously messed me up. So when I found out all expression, all physical exertion, basically all desire, the word D means to sow, sire means seed. It means like production, exercise, capitalism, drink. Your any expression. Now, in my book, I talk about express, expose, and expand. Those are all Luciferian traits. Now, remember, the Luciferian, the ideal of our 4th of July came from Satan. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Those are all Luciferian doctrines. Unless it's done, again, in purpose-based. But all production, the mere fact that you have an ideal is Luciferian. Now, that's very dangerous. That's why you got to tune in to tonight's show. Again, I know it's a pay-per-view, but it's only $20. Just go to the website, man, because I got to break this down. Because most people have a very difficult time understanding this one thing. Although you are functioning to a certain degree in this material realm, you are actually part of the ether or the eternal spiritual realm. You are not a physical being having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience. You're a spirit. You will get stuck down here if you don't understand what I'm saying. That's the devil's job. He wants to trap light beings. You are light. He put you in a poop suit, and he hope you like the poop suit so much that you keep it. He wants you to fall in love with the stuff on this dimension. Do you know that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God? That means if you like physical, now I love sex. I love to eat. I love to watch movies. I love to, take risk. I love to invest in the stock market. Do you know everything that I love to do is the things that keeps you trapped in this dimension and basically takes you to what they call the Satin Anada. Satin Anada. Satitanada. I'm going to break it down tonight. Brothers and sisters, this is the most. This is the smoking gun. This is what prevents you from moving forward, because this is the veil. You can't move forward. I've been doing all of this teaching, and people are not moving forward. People are not changing. And then I was thinking, I was like, Lord, why come my students? Now, like people like Brother Rome, and that's some people that are doing great. But then I had one Brother Banner, people that know, no disrespect, Brother Banner may be listening to the call. I work with Brother Banner. This other sister, man, sister, what was her sister's name? The Hispanic sister, man, I knew her for 5 years, and then she called me one day, said that she went to some Cudadero lady, and the lady told her that, stop listening to me, I was this, that, and the other, and that was it. All of that energy and effort. Now, I know I'm not the only person that you can talk to or listen to, but all I know is before I say anything, man, I spend a lot of time praying, researching, and I try to check, double check, triple check. And I challenge anybody, if you can find any flaw in anything that I share with you, please email me. Please call me. Because I triple check it before I talk about it. I make sure that it's biologically correct. I make sure that it's spiritually correct. I make sure that it's mathematically correct. I try to look at it from all the different angles. And what I'm simply trying to express to you today, you are a spiritual being. You are part and parcel of a spiritual dimension. This is not your home. You're just passing through. But you can and you will get stuck down here if you only live for your senses. You are functioning to a certain degree on a sensory base. Your five senses are not your friend. Your five senses are the enemy. So you got to walk in the spirit. That means that the spiritual domain. See, brothers and sisters, your whole life and your whole worldview changes when all of your material and physical senses and energies around you are managed. The Bible calls it self-control. Do you know the Bible says that a man who lacks self-control or a man who has self-control is stronger than a strong city? So let me just close with the fruit of the Spirit. I love the verse because this is how you get past this biological or the spiritual veil. We'll do a part two tomorrow, break it down a little bit further, but make sure you guys tune in tonight. At 7 p.m. Again, there's a cost involved, $20 for the show where I break down this whole idea of expression, because I have to make sure that you guys understand endorphins. There, we have to understand how the body, what your body is, and these elements are not elements. These elements, the earth, the wind, fire, air, plasma, it's not what you, everything that you think is a inorganic or organic matter is not. It actually is a spiritual being. It's a jinn. It's a genie. It's a fairy. It's a mojo. It's a sprite. It is a spiritual disposition. So we have to understand, brothers and sisters, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to break it down for you tonight. Let's just close with the fruit of the Spirit. By heart, I suggest you guys look it up. What is the scripture? Galatians chapter 5, I think it's 23, somewhere now. So in the Galatians, you know what? Let's look it up really quickly. Galatians chapter 5, I don't want to guess. Let me find it here. Galatians 5, 22. So in the Galatians 5, 22, we'll start with 5:21. Now, the end of this verse is a smoking gun. If you don't get nothing from this 30-minute talk today, please write this down. Galatians 5:21 talks about the fruit of the flesh, and then it gets into the fruit of the Spirit. So we see this is the veil. This is the thing that keeps you away from God. Galatians 5:19. The acts of the flesh are obvious. They are these: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. Hatred. Everybody here has a little anger, right? Discord. Discord. That's like, you know, selfish ambition. Everybody got that. Jealousy, discord, where? Oh, rage. Wow, rage. When I did a little thing on Facebook, when I get angry, the thing came up says rage. That keeps you from God. It keeps you from, it keeps you veiled. It keeps you concealed. You can't see the truth. Rivalries, division. So let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. So you got a girlfriend, right? Or you got a boyfriend. And y'all don't get along, and you know you're doing stuff. You know, man. You know what you're doing. You're disrespecting that girl. You know it. And then yet and still you think you're a man of God. You know you're going behind her back. You know you're lying. You know you're cheating. You know you're doing this, that, and the other. That's divisions. You say you're a light being? Come on, man. Divisions. Factions. Now, this is what I did. Envy. Man, y'all guys know how much envy I have? Drunkenness. Carousing and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:21. You won't inherit the kingdom of God. Now, it's not no mystical place that you go to when you die. As you guys know, I go in and out of the kingdom of God every day. You can too. It's a mental disposition. It's a state of mind. It is the next verse. This is the kingdom of God. You know what the kingdom of God is? Anybody looking for it? Here it is. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit, that means the result of the kingdom. The fruit is the end result. So the end result of the Spirit is this. The end result. Now, I'm not talking about the beginning. You want the trophy, brother. You want the trophy. You want to run the race. You want the fruit. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is this: love, joy, peace, gentleness. Oh, man. Gentleness. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, or faithfulness, self-control. Now, 23 is a smoking gun, and I close with this. King James says, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. All these laws that operate on this dimension, Yahushua wrote above those laws. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's how you remove the veil. So tonight, tomorrow, we'll do a part two, and we got to break this down a little further. Because I've been doing all this talking and all these classes and all of these books, and people are still struggling. The reason that they are struggling is they are still attached to the veil. The reason that you're struggling, brother, the reason that I'm struggling is because I spend too much time evading the spiritual realm and empowering the material realm. So the spiritual universe, which pervades the material world, but we don't understand, temporarily is only temporary in appearance. It's a charade. It's a mirage. So if you can get rid of the mirage, you are dressed in a costume. You're playing a part. This is a drama. This is a play. This is a role. This ain't real, brother. This life that you put in so much time and energy into, you crying, you stand around, you working $3 jobs, you doing all of this stuff, trying to produce more. It's a lie. It's designed to keep you from love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, the laws of this world don't apply. We'll break it down further tomorrow, 12 noon. Join me tonight at 7. If you guys really want to get deep, that's why it's a pay-per-view show, because tomorrow or tonight at 7, I drop the smoking gun. Exercise is exorcism. You guys want to perform an exorcism? Yeah, you might want to do some exercise. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers As always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.